So there has been a lot of questions that has been asked a few days ago. I'm not sure that I will do all of them because I will see how long it takes, but let's start at the beginning, of course. So the first one, we are now 3 months into 2017, so it's going pretty well for me so far. I don't have anything huge to report, but it's going pretty well, pretty much the same as what I was expecting. I have a new goal that I'm gonna focus and strive to achieve by the end of the year, because I'm quitting my job to focus on the entrance exam to 3 year studies that I'm aiming for, because I sold glasses for a pretty long time now, and I want to study to be able to sell hearing aids. So it's audio prosthetist in French, so I'm not really sure how you say it in English, so I'm not gonna try and guess. But since the entrance exam is for usually around 200 people, I already tried it a few years ago, but I did not make it, and the school I'm applying for is the last one to hold that exam, so there is only one class of 24 people, and so about 200 applicants, like I said. And last time, when I only studied after work and during my day off, I managed to place myself 42nd, but it was not good enough to be in the class. So this time I'm gonna really, really study for months so I can be amongst the few chosen ones this time. So I want to improve on my capacity to study, because after 5 years without going to school, it's hard to get back to it. But now that it's been a few months that I really started studying, it's getting a little easier now. And also, I'm trying to eat less fat, because eating a raclette, I don't know if you see what it is, to pour melted cheese on sliced and steamed potatoes, maybe a few piece of meat, like a few slice of ham or venison, and that's just delicious. Pizza, some other, I know, roasted potatoes that you not bake in totally in oil, but you still, they're coated in oil to cook. That's some of the best tasting plate and recipe that I can think of, but all of them are really, really fat, so I'm trying to eat less of that and more vegetables, even if I'm not amongst those people who love all vegetables. So it's hard, but it's clearly something that I should do to improve my looks and my health, because I can see my belly starting to grow. I could not grasp it before, but now I can easily take a handful of it if I'm sitting down. So that's not a good sign. Not at all. And if I diverge that much for each question, I'm not sure that I would be done by the time I have to go to work. So, something good that happened to me. Today we were supposed to count and put into the computer every last frame that we had in the store, but it turns out that we did not have to do it. So instead of finishing the day around maybe 10 p.m. or half past 10, we finished like we usually do at 7 p.m. So that was a pretty good news today. I'm not really going a lot on other boards on 4chan, except of course B, because that's how I discovered that website. And when I'm trying to find some inspiration for my work, I like to dip myself in the boards that might titillate my mind, like H or D. But no, really, when I'm bored or when I just want to see some new stuff, possibly with a story, because just porn pics are not that interesting, I find H is a good place to look for. And also TV, because to talk or have some maybe advice when you manage to skim between the trolling and the shitposting, TV can be useful. And B, because if you want to laugh or if you want to just entertain yourself or find some discussion about something completely, well, that you would not expect to find around here, like I'm not talking about someone problems, but that's not that unusual, but our topic, I cannot find one right now, but you can sometimes stumble upon something really interesting between all the gay traps, rape me and shit like that. Do you enjoy spending time on... I do spend some time on GWA, but I cannot really say that I enjoy it. Between the, I don't know if 1, 2, 3, 4, 503 billion rules you have to abide by if you want to post something. So the one thing that I enjoy a little bit more is that you have an easier way to talk to people who like what you are posting without having to flood the thread, so it can be a little bit more, I don't know, personal, even if this is something that is now pretty easy to do with the Discord server. And you also have a little bit more of an audience with GWA, so the attention whore that is in me also like that kind of thing. Because, let's face it, it's always nice to hear someone say that they liked what you recorded. Especially when you try hard to record it and where you worked on it. I don't really have a playlist especially to have sex, but I have a playlist for moments doux et calme, so sweet and calm moment. When I'm with someone to eat, whether it's a friend, my parents, or when I'm alone at night and I just want to relax on the balcony with a little drink and see the sunset, like what I did a few hours ago, because it's starting to get hot, so you can enjoy it a little bit more, and especially in summer, it's great. And it's also pretty nice to set the mood for when you are getting intimate with someone, I guess. So, question 5. I sadly never came multiple times during sex. I tried, but like most men, I know some are so fucking lucky to be able to do that, but like most men, I have a refractory period where I sadly cannot do anything with my dick after I come, because Thankfully, my arms and my head and my tongue are still available to continue what I was doing if I did not manage to get my partner all the way to her orgasm, or his, but it hasn't presented yet. But I'm happy and I'm proud to say that I managed to give multiples and multiples orgasm to the person I had sex with. I don't have a lot of experience. I'm not some kind of Don Juan that had 100 different girl in his bed, but my ex-girlfriend who I've been with for years, I managed to make her come usually, well, most of the time it was making her come several times until she really couldn't take any more of just foreplay, well, not foreplay, but my fingers and my tongue, and then I would fuck her and come with her usually. And I think this is because and thanks to her that I'm that skilled with my fingers, because she was a little bit afraid to have sex, so it had been just touching and finger play and stuff like that for a very long time, so I became pretty skilled with my right hand, and some other girls that I slept with too also told me that I was pretty amazing with my fingers. I know that in that kind of situation you would rarely say, "Oh my god, you fucking sucks, what you are doing is awful," but it looked like I was not being lied to. I know that one of them did not lie to me, because, well, at that moment I think that she did not lie to me, and the other one was clearly enjoying herself, or she has the best, actress capacity with her vagina. And the highest count that I made someone come in one session was with my ex-girlfriend, and I think that this is a story that I could elaborate, but so to go in a little bit into the details, I was trying to make her squirt, because that is one of my, if not my biggest fantasy, and we knew that she was very close to it. She could feel, because we talked to, she had a friend who was able to do that, and we talked also online to some anonymous people who said they managed it, and they described the same feeling that she was having after some orgasm, but that she kind of repressed because she felt like she wanted to pee. So please, ladies, if you are feeling that kind of stuff and you know that it cannot be that because you just went to the bathroom, don't hold yourself back. And so I talked with her about how we could try and overcome that mental block, because it's all it is, something mental blocking you from doing that. And she stopped me. She told me to stop, and she grabbed me or pushed me away so I would stop touching her at some point. So, I talked about that kind of restraint, I think, in the last ramble that I had. We had some binds that went under the mattress, so I tied her up, her arms on each side of her head, so she could not even reach her shoulders or her head, and her legs spread wide apart, because Even if she tried to stop herself, she would close them, and since she was a pretty athletic girl, even if I'm not that weak, I was not able to open them if she closed them. She was really, really strong. So I started to play with her and make her more and more horny before that also, so she was already in a good, very good mood when we started doing that. I had found her G-spot several weeks or months ago, I'm not sure at that point. But I know that if I focused on that part, I could make her come if I went fast enough. I knew that I could make her come in a matter of seconds. And if she didn't want to, maybe 10 or 20 seconds. But I took my time because I did not want her to feel too sore or too much too fast. So I started to make her come a little once, then play a little bit more with her legs, massage her a little bit, kiss her, and go around her body, may give her another orgasm, and wait a few minutes more to go back, and wait less and less between each time that I started fingering her again. And like that, the last time that I made the most with her, and she forced me to stop, was nine times, and I knew that we had to go way higher than that if I wanted her to lose her mind and not try to stop anything. And when she started to soften, when she started to not really hardly tell me that it was getting a little bit much for her, I gagged her with something else that was coming with the restraints, so she would not be able to say anything. That was part of the plan, so it was not like I imposed this on her, because I know that some people might react a little bit hard on that kind of treatment, but she knew what was coming. And I went back and racked them up on 9, 10, maybe 20, 30 seconds between each of them, 11, 12, and she was squirming and thrashing all around trying to escape. And at one point, I'm not sure when she stopped fighting, but I just kept going and just counting. I saw that she was not even trying to talk or to say something between over the ball gag that was in her mouth. So I removed it to just hear her moans, because I just loved, I still love the moans that girls can do when they are in that state. And she was in such a, at the same time, pitiful state and amazing, because she was drooling on the side and just not really moaning, but breathing and not laughing, but not that much, because she didn't have that much strength left. And so sadly, I wasn't able to make her squirt that time either, but I managed to go up to 26 orgasm, and I could feel, this is also something that I think she was not, lying about, because I asked her after, and she had lost count maybe after 11, I think, and I could feel her and see her body react the same way that I knew that it reacted every time she came. So I'm pretty confident to say that the most that I did at once was 26 times. Oh my god, that was so fucking great. And I would really be happy to help anyone break their own record, because the second girl that I slept with did not believe me when I told her more than six, and she only experienced two. And the second night that I was with her, I managed to bring her to four. So I think that even if I cannot boast the best prowess with my cock, my fingers on the other hand, on the right hand, are really my best attribute when it comes to pleasing someone. And I've heard it said that my mouth is also pretty good on that thread. But that's that's not something that I have to say. No, nobody ever recognized my voice except from someone that I met on MSA and then that I met in real life, so of course she recognized my voice. But I told what I did. We talked a little bit about that thread with a colleague of mine without getting too much into the details of really what was in what recording, but that some people liked to hear some other people talk about dirty or not so dirty stuff on the internet, and that was something that I really enjoyed doing for some times. And so it was just something not and really not normal, but since we are really, really close, so he knows that kind of stuff. I fantasized a lot about meeting a few person, especially from FSA at the beginning, and I have been lucky enough to meet someone that started to talk to me on that thread, on this thread, I mean, MSA. And, well, that was a pretty nice encounter that I hope to maybe reproduce in the future, if it's possible. But since there is almost no French performer, either here on or on FSA, or people that are up to that kind of meeting, I mean with me, I don't know if it will ever happen again. I don't intend to completely stop recording. So question 8. Now or in the future, I know that I take long, long, long breaks, and when I find either the inspiration or the time, or weirdly, when I didn't come for a long time on that thread, and if I'm drunk, I usually want to come back and record something. So if I ever stop coming, I will not delete anything, because first, there is not a direct link between me and what I posted, even if someone listening to everything might pinpoint pretty easily where I live or where I work. But that's not something that concerns me, because I'm not ashamed or anything about what I did here. So, well, if anyone finds this in a couple of years or later, well, I hope that they will enjoy it, and that they will not be shocked by it if they know me. Oh, this is, oh my, no. Question 9. I enjoy living in France because I think it's a pretty nice country to live with all the benefits that we have. Well, healthcare, and it's pretty safe, even if there is some insecurities with the terrorist attacks and stuff like that. But sadly, almost no country in the world is safe from that kind of stuff right now. But it's overall a pretty good place to live. I like my apartment, even if it's a little big now that it's not supposed to finally be a place for two person to live, but it's pretty nice. And if I get my, well, exam that I talked about a long time, like 20 minutes ago, I will leave it. But the town that I'm living in is really small, and even if I'm not the most outgoing kind of guy, it's a little, well, boring to live in that kind of city. But since it's really cheap, really, really cheap, and I have a few good friends, it's overall not the worst experience that I could imagine. 10. So I record with a helmet that I specifically chose because it was wireless. It's not especially for recording. I tried to have not the worst mic possible, but I wanted something so I could listen to music or watch a movie without annoying my neighbors, without a wire, so I could sit on my couch or go do something else while listening to music. And that was fairly good. So it was it's a SteelSeries Wireless H, I think, model, and it's pretty good. It's better than the last mic I had that was also a headset, and I'm not especially looking to upgrade. Maybe it will come sometimes if I decide to treat myself a little bit, but I have other stuff that I first want to buy for my computer to either improve its performance or the audio, but listening part, not recording part. And I just use Audacity like a lot of people here because I don't want to pay. And for what I do, it's quite enough. I haven't mastered all the things that it offers, so I think that if I want to spend more time on this, I can improve what I already do. 11. Oh, I enjoy pre-made script much, much more than writing my own. I have a really slow and bad imagination. When I really have a reason or the time or really a subject that I love and that I know about, I can write something, even something pretty long. But most of the time, I'm so bad at improvising or coming up with my own script. It's way easier for me to just read, even if I change some stuff, but read an existing one. And so it goes with the second 8 question, so 11.2. I like a little bit of flexibility when I know the subject, so I can make it my own a little bit more. But even if it's fixed, except if there is a lot of words that I find weird, like some pet names that I don't like, I'm usually not that bothered with a fixed script. So I spend a lot of times on my recording if it is a script, or much more if it's an improv, because I don't really know what to say if it's an improv. And I try to find the best tone or to erase all the hesitation and stuff like that. So I know that for a script that takes, I don't know, like 40 minutes, so a really long one, but it might take like 5 hours to record and record, read and record again and record maybe a third time and get rid of the noise and find that I really fucked up the general vibe of the script, so recorded everything one more time and finally fine-tuning everything. But poetry, it's much quicker because I read it a few times before, so I know what I'm saying, especially if there is a few words that I'm not comfortable with or that I don't really know, because that happens a lot with poetry when it goes into really refined words. But usually it's around, I don't know, for normal scripts, so around 10 minutes, it's about an hour, I think. I've been around for quite some time now, on and off, but I feel like MSA is really slower than a few years ago, when we had like 3 or 4 really masters of the thread that would draw a pretty big fan base. I think that it's not too much to say that. I would not be able to name a lot of them, but Midnight Rambler would be the first that come in mind, and I think that was there was one with the name of a tree, or who liked to use images of trees, and the and crow or raven, something like that. But so it's slower, but I think that it's been picking up for the last couple months, I think. And I lost what I was saying. Where am I? Oh, where am I? So I think that what would be the best thing to see in the future would be more people listening, maybe giving feedback, or especially requesting stuff, or at least proposing stuff that we could do for people who like to write their own scripts. I almost never listen to other MSA performers, because I don't really, I don't know, I'm not really into that. The one that I must have listened to the most was, it must have been last year, I think, or maybe, yeah, something like last year, a guy that was not a guy, it turns out was a girl, but who had been a guy a long time ago, but who could switch between her female and male voice, just like that, and he made a few scripts by himself, playing both the man and the woman, and it was bluffing, and really interesting to see that he could just switch between one and another like that. It was pretty impressive. I don't know if this person is still around here or on FSA, but congrats. I like most of the content that I post, or rather I'm happy with most of what I post, because I like to record it, and if I decided to do it, it's because I liked it, but I might not be satisfied by what I did with the recording. But yes, I really like them, and I usually record myself at most of the time, it's 2 times before posting something, because I screw up a lot in English, even if I have a decent level. I think that the recordings that I have the harder time with are when I'm supposed to be a dumb, in a dumb position. Because I like my voice, but I think I find myself silly if I really have to go too low or something like that. Because I don't know, it doesn't seem natural at all to speak like that for me. And I know that a few times when I lost my voice because I, like, after, for 2 days after I went to a metal festival last year, I could not speak at all because I'll scram, I scream, because I screamed way, way too loud and too long during that weekend. The only way that I was able to produce a sound that was loud enough to be heard was to go really low. So even when I was with customers or talking to anybody, I had to talk really, really low like that. So it felt really weird to talk like that to my colleagues and to customers, especially when, you know, if it's to someone that doesn't really mean anything, it's not a strange situation, but when it's a really pretty girl that you already talked to a little bit before because she bought her glasses last year here and it was a pretty good conversation and everything, I felt like I was trying to have sex with everybody that came into the store. So I was. Mon Dieu. Enfin voilà. Non mais j'ai vraiment l'impression de passer pour un con à parler comme ça et parler pendant très très longtemps. My favorite types of recording. I think that it's when it's a script, so I don't really have to imagine too much, and I have a set to follow, but that relates to something either that I really, really like or that I experience in real life. I know that the things that I like to record the most were some stuff that I never posted here, but they were aimed for one really particular person, and it was the because I knew that it was gonna be listened to and enjoyed by someone that I cared about and that cared about me. It was the best recording. What does make me come back to MSA? Well, the fact that people are pretty nice here first, and because I like to record stuff even if most of the time I don't have a lot of feedbacks, because I know that I'm not the most popular one, and I'm fine with that, and I'm really glad about any feedback that I have, but it's a good way first to practice my English, which is great thanks to that, in part. And I please people, which is one of the mainly the only way I have to please people right now. Sadly, I'm not able to do that with my magic fingers. And because why not? I met some really great people from here, so maybe I will be lucky enough to talk to some other great people from here. And last question, when I have to get off during a recording, most of the time it's real, because I am not good enough to really fake it, and because if the recording is really hot and ends up like that, I will not have to force myself at all to come. But The few times that I faked it was because I tried the recording before and I fucked up some part, but I did not realize it and I already came for real. But maybe there was some noise or maybe it wasn't good or anything, so I had to do it again. And the second time, I could not come too soon after the first time. Voilà, voilà. Bon, eh ben, plus d'une demi-heure, eh ben, putain. So I hope that if you are still listening to this, you did not die of boredom, or that you are not stuck to your chair or anything. And I'm gonna stop talking and edit and get all of this a little bit condensed because there is so much stuff and I rambled for so fucking long. And see you, MSA, Anna, bientôt parce que j'adore vraiment participer à ce sujet. Bye.